Hey, it's Mitch doing the cruise. So we lost John Lennon at age 40, and then the youngest Beatle, George Harrison, 21 years later on this day at the age of 58. George Harrison succumbed to lung cancer. Now, George was the Beatles' lead guitarist. As the group matured, he became a formidable songwriter with songs like Taxman, Something, and Here Comes the Sun among his compositions. Many of his songs didn't land on Beatle albums, as John Lennon and Paul McCartney got precedence, so when the group split, he had 3 albums worth of songs ready to go. The result? All Things Must Pass, a landmark triple album released in 1970 that included the likes of My Sweet Lord and What Is Life. He released a steady string of albums in the 70s, but became far less visible following the 1980 death of John Lennon. In 1988, he formed the Traveling Wilburys with Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Bob Dylan, and Roy Orbison, which Harrison said was one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done. His wife Olivia and son Danny released a statement saying, "He left this world as he lived it, conscious of God, fearless of death, and at peace surrounded by his family and friends." Dylan is among the many offering words of tribute. George was a giant, a great, great soul. He was like the sun, the flowers, and the moon, and we will miss him enormously. His last words were reported to have been, "Love one another." The news came as a shock to the world, despite Harrison's much chronicled cancer treatments. Speaking outside his home in St. John's Wood, Northwest London, Paul McCartney said, "I am devastated and very, very sad." Ringo Starr, speaking from Vancouver, Canada, said, "We will miss George for his sense of love, his sense of music, and his sense of laughter."